Yeah, Blessing, I think it's a question that could take a minute, an hour or a day to answer. Very simply, what's wrong with our economy is the management. Firstly, unclear policies, inconsistent policies, very few good policies, inappropriate policies, but worse, the few good policies, no implementation. So what I would do differently is state very clearly what we're going to do and then go ahead to do it and do it effectively and timelessly.
If you can just give us an example of what you would do, what policies would you offer?
Well, first of all, we would want policies that encourage people to invest their money. And at the moment, there are a number of policies that discourage Zimbabweans and foreigners from investing. The first one is the overall government hostility to business. President Mugabe and his ministers regard business as enemies, going right back from the time of independence. Secondly, the government has promulgated a number of policies that conflict and contradict with encouraging investment. The most, shall I say, notorious, famous, well-known is the Indigenization and Empowerment Law. And you and I have talked about this a couple of times before. We can elaborate on it. But it's not the only one. The land policy. It's not that government sought to acquire land that's discouraging people from investing. It is the lack of security. It's the lack of certainty. Do I own this piece of land, or even do I occupy it on lease? And what kind of lease today, and will I still occupy it tomorrow, or will I be kicked out by a bunch of youths or war veterans or other politicals? It's the lack of support, not so much handouts as policies that encourage banks to lend to farmers and input suppliers to give facilities to farmers, as used to happen between 1980 and 1997. Or 2002 even. Those policies are not there. If you're in mining, can you invest on a 25 to 30-year venture and count on your investment not only being recovered but giving you a return? I could go through sector by sector. The one word that characterizes Zimbabwe at the moment is uncertainty and inconsistency. And this is common. It pervades all our lives.
But what seems to be the problem here? Why is there so much policy discord in ZANU-PF? Is it because the center cannot hold? What is causing the problem?
I don't know if there's one problem, but we could say all the problems revolve around the politics of Robert Mugabe. His second campaign, Bill Clinton coined this word, is the economy gone stupid. In Zimbabwe, it's the politics gone stupid. And the politics has gone stupid because Robert Mugabe is committed to keeping his power at any cost by any means. And any cost means no jobs, company closures, food deficits. It means fear, it means violence, it means intimidation. As long as he's sitting in the throne, he couldn't care less.
And turning to the ZANU-PF politics, I know you are not a member of that party. You have got your own political party. But are you at all surprised by the level of factionalism in the party? Because the last time we checked, they'd say that the person who was causing factionalism was Amai Mujuru. Now she's out, but it's intensifying.
Blessing, I have a yes and no answer for you there. No, I'm not surprised because factionalism is endemic to ZANU-PF. By the time I left, it was rife. But yes, I'm surprised because I didn't believe it would go this far or they would sink this low. The levels that they are displaying now, exhibited by what Grace or Disgrace is doing, what young Joao is thinking he is doing, there is no center there anymore, let alone a center that's holding. So it's a free-for-all. When you see and hear the kinds of things they're saying to and about each other on Twitter, on Facebook, and sometimes even on rallies, you don't believe that they are people of one family, that they have anything in common. They don't.
And there's also criticism, Dr. Makoni, of you and other opposition players, that you cannot work together. So it will be difficult to defeat ZANU-PF, no matter how fractured. What is the way forward?
No, I think it is fair criticism, because quite clearly the track record of the last few years shows that the splintering that's taking place in ZANU-PF is also taking place outside ZANU-PF, maybe even worse outside ZANU-PF. When we went to the elections in 2013, ZEC had recorded 35 political parties. Since then, another 7 have been formed, including 4 in the last quarter or the last half year. So it's quite clearly nonsensical. I have to agree with the criticism. I share responsibility for it because I am in that camp. But I don't think we can say we cannot work together. We are not working together at the moment. We have possibility, I would say even likelihood, to work together. But let me say to you, Blessing, the reason we are not working together is not on account of the people. It's on account of us, the leaders. And so the people can work together if we, the leaders, can scale our little egos.
And let's talk about the possibility of working with Amai Mujuru, for example. Have you engaged on political issues?
Let me say that I talk to everybody who matters in this country, in politics, in business, in the professions. I haven't personally talked to Amai Mujuru myself, but I've talked to people who are around her. And they have talked to me, too. Let me put it that way. We are talking to each other. Just as much as I am talking to Morgan Tsvangirai and people around him, Dumiso Dabengwa and people around him, I hope I can be understood correctly. One thing that I haven't allowed is for any barriers to be placed between me and compatriots.
Brilliant. And looking at the next elections in 2018, what is MKD doing to prepare for those elections?
We are doing two things very broadly. We are continuing to build the party so that it becomes a strong party, a party that can attract the support of the people of Zimbabwe. But we're also continuing to seek cooperation with other organizations, particularly organizations in politics, as refers to the 2018 elections, but even organizations outside politics. I restate what I have said many times before, both on this program and in other programs. The crisis that is facing the people of Zimbabwe at the moment is bigger than one sector, politics. It's bigger than one sector, business. It implores that all of us across the board, politics, business, professions, faith, civil society, we must put our shoulders to the wheel together. If we each one put our shoulder to the wheel in our distant paddocks, we will not make it. But we must put our shoulders to the same wheel at the same time together.